Going back to the going back to the root which I started to say. So but this what I was talking before, the absolute guru, the Dharmakaya, the fully minded the Buddha, the transcendental wisdom, that which is bound with infinite compassion to oneself and to all the sentient beings without exception, you see. That which guides us to liberation, to that which guides us to liberation, the cessation of the whole entire suffering of samsara and the cause, the delusion, karma. Then all that guide us to the great liberation, full enlightenment. Either manifesting in the conventional guru, manifesting through this conventional guru, then that which we can see, that which is according to our karma, according to the present level of our mind, manifested in the conventional guru, or through these guide us. So here, say that that which has no beginning nor end, and which covers all the phenomena, which manifests in all the Buddha, or where all the Buddha come from. So without this absolute guru, so now here is clear. Without the guru, then there's the Buddha. It's clear. You see. So what Kripa Sangyeshe explained before the Buddha, before the guru. There's not even name what's called Buddha, so that's it is proved. So now here, it's easy to think with this understanding, with this basic understanding, knowing that, you see, the guru has a conventional guru, absolute guru. So that guiding us, educating us, and pursuing us to engage in virtue, cause of happiness, and then receive happiness. All the happiness from beginningless is rebirth. From beginningless is rebirth, all the happiness up now. So you can see, so that came from Guru here, it now can be proved, you see. And present happiness, and all the future happiness, the temporal happiness, and liberation, enlightenment, everything, all this ultimate happiness, and all the realizations path to liberation, enlightenment, everything. So you receive from the Guru, so that's clear. If the happiness comes from Guru, then it's easy to understand the realization, liberation, enlightenment, all those. When it comes from Guru, that's easy to understand. So, So therefore, here in the prayer, the first one there says, the Guru's Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and all the dwellers Guru. I go for refuge to Guru. From where Buddha comes, from where Dharma comes, from where Sangha comes, the Guru, the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, they will take a refuge. They will happen, to not be reborn in the lower realms, to receive higher birth, and they will rely on the Dharma Sangha to not be, to be free from the samsara, the oceans of samsara suffering, cause, delusion, karma. So to achieve the total, the ultimate happiness, total liberation. So we see, rely upon Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So we achieve liberation, and by rely upon Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, we achieve full enlightenment and liberate each and every single sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in full enlightenment, you see. So that's so this Buddha Dharma Sangha, we say, by relying upon them, they will achieve all this, you see. Came from Buddha, Guru, so all the dwellers Guru, so. And all the faith and happiness come from Guru. So as I mentioned before, so that's the reason. So all the dwellers Guru, so like that. So Guru is Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. That's also, I've already explained the beginning, what I explained at the beginning. You see, that's the explanation of this, commentary of this. So from understanding that, then you understand this, you see, Lama, Sangha, Guru is Buddha, Guru Dharma, you know. Sangha, so you can understand from that. Guru is Dharma, see, that's the absolute Guru is Dharma. that's the ultimate Dharma. That's the ultimate Dharma that absolute Guru, that Dharma, that is our objective, our project, to achieve. Our mind to become one with that. Our mind to become that. So that's our, objective. For what purpose? To benefit for others. To liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, cause delusion karma, and to bring them in full enlightenment by ceasing even the subtle defilements. So for others. So that is the purpose of our living. That's the purpose of our life. To achieve this absolute guru. Guru is Buddha. So there is, you see, Buddha is absolute Buddha, a conventional Buddha. Absolute Buddha is Dhammakaya. That's absolute Guru. The absolute Buddha. So the same is absolute Guru and absolute Buddha. It's just one, you see. So here Guru is Buddha. In order to guide us, which takes the ordinary form, definition of ordinary is a having mistakes. Or taking ordinary form, manifest is same. So ordinary form, which definition is a having mistakes. So it means having delusion, having suffering, having mistakes in the actions. So that definition of ordinary aspect of the ordinary method of the form means that. So showing these things, like the Asanga, the same story I mentioned before, at the beginning cannot see anything, then later, after 12 years, during having the retreat, then in the road, it's a Mithi Buddha, but so you see, animal form. If there's only karma to see in animal form, then manifest animal form. to the wounded animal, even that is wounded, very suffering, looking, filled with maggots, very suffering looking. So then see, manifesting that the which called asangas, asangas. My mouth got used to asangata, asangata sutra. So the somebody mentioned asangata sutra, so if the asanga became asangata sutra. So asanga, asanga. So asanga. So it's called so that time, you know, the you see there's some karma to see, to see, but it's animal form, you see, karma to see animal form. So that soul manifests in animal form. only after the unbelievable compassion generated, you know, self as one's life, then you see. Then there's karma to see the aspect of Buddha, then manifest the aspect of Buddha. So that so manifest us according to our impure mind, obscured impure mind, then manifest in the ordinary aspect, having delusion, having suffering, having mistakes in the actions like that. When our mind is developed more purified, we realize, say, by developing a good devotion, see, through meditation, you know, the Buddha's quotations, those Buddha's words, you know, all those words that Vajradhara Buddha said, all those quotations that they said, that they predicted in the past, they will manifest in various forms and guide us. So that, as Vajradhara said, in the Tantra text, Yutakpa, in the Tantra text, that there might be Hey Vajra, the Tantra text, I think, Yutakpa. So, I think maybe second chapter or something. In the future, degenerated time, I will manifest as a Vajra master in that form. And also say, I am Vajrasattva. So Vajradhara, Vajrasattva, same. Name just for different moods, different aspects, you see. The hand, the hand, you know. The wonderful Vajra is the wonderful. So this will embrace this, and build a Vajra, you know, the Vajradhara. Then holding a Vajra here, bell like this, or Vajra Sabha. So it's just it's the same. So all the Buddhas are like that, you know, the some wrathful, some peaceful, and the different mudras, and number of arms, you know, like that, isn't it? They call it a different name, but it's all one. It's all one being, you see. The Absolute Guru, the Dharmakaya, so that, you see. Bound with the infinite compassion to us, and then manifest all this, even as for Buddha, male and female, like Tara, you know, male and female, various aspect of female, various aspect of male, trustful, peaceful, all like that, to guide us. So, sentient beings, because to guide even one sentient being, they need different aspects of Buddha, who reveal different, who shows different guidance, you see. Guide the sentient being by revealing different methods, you see. So for pacifying, for increasing, for controlling, you see, controlling deities, increasing deities, wrathful deities, you see. So various, even to guide one sentient being, you know, to accomplish various activities, then manifest a very different aspect of male and female, you see. So like that. So by developing the root version, then we see, So I didn't finish the quotation. sīn jīn pēntā mīnī tāmā pā yu tsūdhī nē hīn sūwa yu yu tāpā dē tāng chū tē jīn mēn chū bāi bāchā tārā ā ngā yīn dōjē sā bāchā āyō yu tsū kōla bāchā sāpā in order to benefit for others sīn tēn bēn sā yu sīn jīn pēntā mīnī nē tāmā pā yu tsūdhī nē I will abide in the ordinary form so that tāmā pā yu tsūdhī nē in the manner of in the form of ordinary being so those quotations then you see so then in the quotations that Bhaskara himself will say pretty that he, you know that he will guide us so now this is a future that this is a degenerated time over degenerated time you see not only degenerated time the exploding the five degeneration the degeneration of delusion, degeneration of life becoming shorter and shorter, the degeneration of sentient beings, degeneration of time, degeneration of view, less people who the view has a old old beings view, the perfect view and the perfect view, and then the view of this old beings, jitembe tawa. So that's the karma. That view is karma. From virtue result happiness, having understanding, having faith. No? From virtue result happiness, from non-virtue result suffering. So this, by engaging virtue, then you result from that, effect from that, you see, consequences from that, happiness, you get happiness, now and future. Then engaging non-virtue, then result from the effect or consequence from that is suffering. You get suffering. So this is the jitem, what's called jitembe yangtabe tawa, the perfect view of the old beings. So this is karma, the correct understandings, the education of from where the happiness comes, from where suffering comes. You see, correct education. So the other one is the from the four schools of Buddhist philosophers. It's not talking about the. It's not talking about the four Tibetan Mahayana tradition. It's not talking about this. It is talking about four schools of the Buddhist philosophers, which happened in India before Buddhism came in Tibet. You see, the four schools of Buddhist philosophers. The Baba school or Chittamewa, Sudantara school, Dodemewa, Dodeba, and then Chittamanda school, Sanzamba, then the Matemega school, Umaba, then the Umaba has two Rangduba, Swatantra school, then Tanguluba, the Pasangika school. So Pasangika school's view, Matemega school, the second one, Pasangika school, that is the view. The perfect, the view, that's the Prasangika school, Madhyamika school, the Prasangika school's view. unmistaking the perfect one, the ultimate one, see. So however, degeneration of view, so it means more people, they find very easy to believe. Very easy to believe. Say, no reincarnation, no karma, all these things. Say. And the us more developed to understand, to have faith in the right view of the all beings, their karma. And then so difficult to understand. And they say, there are so many people in the world, easy to find, believe in the wrong view. And the most perfect correct view of Pasangika school, then very difficult to say, don't understand. So that, so I have a definite time, then many wars, sicknesses, many new sicknesses come, wars, and all these difficulties happening. Tsunamis, all these earthquakes, and you know, dangerous fire, water, all these things. So it's not only the definite time, but the over definite time now. So this is what Buddha Vajradhara, you see, Patricio said there. Accept your promise to the prodigy to guide us, so that manifestation forms. See. As far as Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the 100 age time, the in this world, when the human beings ages 100, you see, when they age, that. Become shorter from 80,000, the very original human being, the very first human beings on this earth, and then Salopangme is unimaginable. It's not, it doesn't mean you can't count. It doesn't mean it has no beginning, but it means unbelievable number. So it said Salopangme, unfathomable, life. Then they become due to the mind become gross and gross delusion arising. See, due to the effect of the mind, the mind become more and more gross. The delusion become more and more gross. Delusion arising then become stronger. Then affect everything from the mind. Then affect everything. The life become shorter. So when down to the 10 age. Then again it goes up by creating a merit, and you know, then goes again longer. So up to 80,000 age, a lifespan. Then again comes down from there, shorter. See. So now here, so there's from the unfathomable life, goes down 10 age, then goes up. Then again goes down, again 10 age, then again goes up. So they're curve like this, the curve like that, goes down 10 age, then goes up. So curve like that, 20. So that's one curve is one intermediate unit. So like that, curve like that, for, I think, 20. So that is one great eon. So how long this world exists? So that is one. How long it exists is one great eon. So one great eon has a curve like this. Life becomes shorter. Life again from the unfathomable life becomes shorter. 10, then from 10 again, by creating merit, no longer the 80,000, then 80,000. So that now is two curve. So that 20, so 20 intermediate eon, so that is a one great eon. So how long this even this earth lasts is one great eon. And how long it takes time to dissolve, as you do, finish, and then the whole including the hell realm. Of this world, this universe, including the hell realm, you see, there's the lost one there, of this universe. So there's those realms, form realm, formless realm. There's so see, So they have to, started from the form realm. The original human being, the conscious came from the form realm, see. Then, that. So, that's why the original human beings, they didn't need light. They have light. Their body has light. And they didn't have to depend on food. The very original human beings, I think they, remember the other food of, there's a food of food of concentration, not concentration prison, not prison concentration, the food of concentration meditation. You see, you might have that. Remember, so they didn't have to rely on, say, food. Then later, maybe not. I'm not sure yet. So then the crops growing happened later. So the due to karma, the crops growing. So beginning, you know, the crops you plant in the morning and they grows like a whole, you know, like one day is like season. You see, plant in the morning, evening time you can enjoy. You know, you can take the good. So so that's what we. When we offer mandala, you know, there might be a lot of uncultivated there. The harvest, so that, you see, that, yeah, like that. So, so there's no owner that, so plenty, so there's no need owner, you know. So due to karma, then you see, attachment rise, you see, to, impure earth, humidity of the impure earth, impure food, you see, then do that, then body become gross. That we can understand, depending on what food we eat. You can feel the body sometimes. Yeah, certain food when after eating, you can feel very, very gross. I remember in the past, after eating egg or garlic or egg, and then feeling the body very, very, say, unhealthy or very, polluted or they very like that, very kind of polluted, very gross. You know, in the past, I used to feel that by eating. So it affects the body. Anyway, by with the attachment, you know, you come out and eating that impure food, then sex come out, male female sex come out. You see, then due to because of past karma imprint, past life karma imprint. You know, apart from input, then attachment rises into the opposite sex. Why? So why attachment rises? Because there's coming past, you know, past life, other life, don't you? Coming input in the mind that attached to the opposite sex. So that's how the attachment came, you see. So this food and this body will grow, then the sex. Then attachment, opposite sex, you see, sort of that. So, see, then that's why they build shelter. That's why they, to hide, you know. They, so then they start to have sex. And then, you see, other human beings throw rocks or dust, you know, or you see, they throw things when they have sex. So then they build a shelter. So the shelters, the very first time, why build a shelter? Beginning, there's no shelter. So I think there was no need for shelter. So I think the purpose of building shelter came after that, I think. So, for, I think, privacy. So I think, then, you see, There was no honor, you know, for the land or food, things you see. Plenty. So then it's just some human beings, they try to collect. So I think the past coming imprint, I think, you know, dissatisfaction, I say, try to collect the grants, you see, in the house, try to collect. Because I think before there was no collecting, there was nothing to collect. It was the plenty, you know. Morning cloud to evening you can get to see. So I think some people try to have more. You see, I think past come imprint, you see. Try to want to more. You see. So then you see. Then it starts with nothing to disharmony or things like that. So then the reason why there's need leader, you see, before there was no need leader, there was no need at all, no problem, you see, no need leader. But then because of that, some people that have more, you see, you know, to set my mind. So, so then you see, then the reason to have leader, to control, you see, to make rules. Then the leader can issue the leader, you see. So that happened after. So how long the world exists? So one great eon like that, which is 20 intermediate eons. Then how long takes time to completely finish, you know? I guess maybe starts from when it starts from the realms, you know, the desire realms, you know, the devas, the human beings, all stuff like that, the down to hell. Then I think when it ends from the hell, then gradually ends. So this whole entire earth becomes total non-existent. Now then, so how long? The space, you know, space. What is the world now? This world, Earth. You see, then total space. How long is not one great intermediate one great eon, which is 20 intermediate eons. You see, so that much length of time. You know, that much length of time. So length of time that much. So one. So like we counted the 20 intermediate eons like that. The same length of time like that, so one great eon. So again, starts, you know, wind comes from, starts from with the element wind. Wind comes from another universe. Due to karma of the living beings. Living beings who are going to live in this universe, you see. So then, in that universe, so due to karma, the wind comes from another universe. Then again, same thing, so all evolution starts. So that then there's a evolution of place, the evolution of the beings, you see, human beings. So that's this. So here, the main thing I was going to say is that I came to this point again. I lost. What Buddha Vajradhara said, you see. What Buddha said, dictionary time, you know, our guide, sentiments. So degeneration, you see, I'm talking about, I think, the degeneration of life become, why life becomes shorter and shorter is because the mind, degeneration of mind, delusion getting grosser and grosser, see, like that. So everything came from, all the degeneration came from mind. As a mind gets degenerated, then all the degeneration happens, see. So it didn't come from outside, didn't come, it looks like coming from outside, but it's not coming from, it came from within, see, from the mind, you see. From the degenerated to mind comes the external degeneration. See for that? So therefore the mind, the ascendant mind, is the creator for happiness. Moment to moment, see happiness, peace, and day to day, and happiness. Create our mind is created of day to day. peace and happiness, and this life, and all the future life and happiness. Creator of, creator of the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, the everlasting happiness, that never, that everlasting happiness, that the total liberation from whole entire suffering and causes, which never impossible to degenerate to all the, so it's forever. Once it's achieved, it's forever. It's going to change, like some sort of pleasure, temporal pleasure. So it is one time. The ultimate happiness, total liberation. Once we achieve, it never decreases. Impossible. And that, it's forever. You abide in that state forever. and also, this is the one. This is one time work. To achieve this one time work. So the working for this is one time, actualizing path to achieve liberation. There's a five paths to achieve liberation. Path of merit, preparatory path, rising path, path of meditation, normal learning. To achieve these five paths, which begins with the total renunciation, the realization, the total realization that your mind create peace, totally free from the attachment to samsara, the three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. The highest realm of samsara is formless realm, where there's no suffering or pain and suffering or change, temporary samsara pleasure. But they are not free from the pervasive compounding suffering. The aggregates is under the control of karma and delusion. So the aggregates natural suffering. So that there's a pervasive suffering, you see. The compounding. So the aggregates are contaminated. They don't have physical body, they have only a consciousness, mind. Body and mind, only mind. But it's contaminated, and but contaminated the seed of delusions, imprint the seed of delusions, so that's the pervaded, that's also another meaning, pervasive suffering. So the aggregate mind contaminated seed of delusions, and from that seed, delusion arises, what is karma. And karma of the future rebirth, and then from delusion, whatever karma, the action which leaves imprint seed on the mental continuum, and then from that imprint which is left in the mental continuum, produce the future rebirth. The future rebirth, you see, future the samsara, you see, so that it compounds, you see, the present, I guess, you see, nature of suffering, and it compounds future life sufferings, see like that. So they are not the formless realm beings. They are not free from pervasive compounding suffering. Your mind, you see, in great peace, happiness, you see, free from the attachment, that's grasping to this desire and formless, you see, so that by discovering all these three realms are on the nature of suffering. As they are in reality, as they are on the nature of suffering, like that. So, with this, you see, total free mind with this renunciation, you see, then you enter in the path to liberation. So, you actualize the five path to liberation. So, this is So this is one time, one time work, one time practice. Where samsara pleasure, where samsara pleasure, the comfortable, this like this pleasure of food and shelter and clothing or pleasure of sleep, pleasure of sex, all these pleasures, because the nature is by analyzing, what you discover is the only suffering nature. Only suffering nature. And so therefore, the feeling on which you lay, on which one label pleasure is only suffering. To analysis, what your wisdom discover is only suffering. It appeared as a pleasure to a hallucinated mind. It appeared as pleasure and believed as pleasure. Then attachment arises as ultimate pleasure, or as we see independent pleasure. You see, ultimate pleasure, independent pleasure. That pleasure exists from its own side. You see, so then you see this. On the basis of that, the attachment rises, grasps on that, clings on that. Then that's what, then from that, then that attachment makes us to tie again to samsara, so makes us to reborn. That's the immediate cause, you see, to makes us to reborn again, like samsara. So anyway, because the feelings, these feelings are all nature of suffering, that's why the pleasure doesn't pleasure. First of all, the pleasure does not increase. That's the first thing. Doesn't increase. Doesn't get bigger and bigger, longer and longer. Doesn't become bigger and bigger. It doesn't increase. So first of all, the first thing, it doesn't increase. Second thing, it doesn't last. So then you repeat again, do again, 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 again. So there's an end. Never finishes. The happiness, the samsara pleasure, the samsara pleasure. The samsaric pleasure, this, which nature is only suffering, that these pleasures, that these samsaric pleasures, which I mentioned before, you can never complete. From beginning this, not only from birth, from beginning this birth up to now, we didn't get complete. You know, still same, try again, doing again. At the work, you see, trying to achieve those pleasures, you see, the end never finishes. Like the ripples of the ocean, you see, the waves, never finish. So, but the Dharma happiness, you can increase, you can develop, you can complete. So, such as liberation, you see, and and the full enlightenment, you see. Dharma happiness you can develop and then complete. It's one time work. Dharma happiness covers all the body and mind. Where samsara pleasure doesn't cover all. And Dharma happiness covers, all the three realms, desire realm, formula realm, formless realm. But samsara pleasure doesn't cover all three realms. So there's big differences. So the other one is other one is meaningless. So working for Dharma happiness, liberation, enlightenment, you see. Now here, the ultimate one is liberation, enlightenment. So here, just one time work. No matter how difficult it is, no matter how long it takes time, you see, to reach the realization path, to liberation, to enlightenment, no matter how many eons, it takes time, not a lifetime, but how many years it takes time, it's one time work. You never have to repeat again. So huge differences for the here. So working for Dharma happiness, see, liberation life. So you see, this is not only for your own happiness, but this is after you're liberated, then you're able to liberate numberless other sentient beings with your complete experience of heart. Any enlightened or sentient beings. So therefore, so this is the most important is benefiting others. You see, causing happiness to all, liberation enlightenment to all living, so that, yeah. Mm-hmm.